morning, everyone. My name is Papu Yadav, and I'm a second-year PhD student in the Department of Biological and Agriculture Engineering at Texas A&M University. I work for Dr. Alex Thompson, and today I'm going to talk about UAV remote sensing for detecting plastic contaminants in cotton fields. Well, we have my previous presenters, they have talked a lot about what this issue of plastic contamination in cotton, so I believe I'm going to save my time talking about this. So thanks to my previous presenters. It seems to be a very big issue in this whole cotton industry. It ends up when these plastic contaminants, mostly found in this field, they end up in the fabric, and they cause a lot of losses to the cotton industry across this supply chain. What are the major sources? Like, where do these plastic bags, they end up coming, this plastic end up coming? Most of these come from the plastic wraps and the round cotton modules. Some of them come from plastic mulches because of the previous farming practices. And a lot of them, some of them also come from, they get carried away by wind, these plastic shopping bags from Walmart or other grocery stores. They lie down by the side of the road. So our focus right now is going to be how we can detect these plastic shopping bags. That's why I've highlighted that. So this issue has become so common that USDA MS Cotton Division, they started implementing some extraneous matter code for these plastic contaminants in the bale. And they have implemented this code 71 and 72 since 2018. In 2018, it was also found that Corpus Christi, they received more plastic contaminated bales in their classing offices than anywhere else in the nation. So I'm not sure that if this is more of an issue located in southern Texas. As a result of this, a lot of agencies, they have started creating an awareness among the researchers and farmers. Like, if we can get completely rid of this or to mitigate or minimize these plastic contaminated bales. So what was our objective of this study? The objective was to actually develop an algorithm, like computer image processing algorithm, to detect these plastic bags using some aerial platform, like unmanned aerial vehicle. And we conducted, the second objective was to see if the color of those plastic bags or the height of those plastic bags in the cotton plants, do they cause any issues or in the detection accuracies? So we are going to see that. In our experimental design, we conducted two experiments so far. One was based in West Laco, Texas at our AgriLife Center, and one in College Station, Texas at our university farm. And we conducted tests at two different growing stages. One was before defoliation and the other after defoliation. For the West Laco, we did before defoliation, and in College Station, we did after defoliation. We tied plastic bags at three different elevations. One was at the bottom, top, and middle. And we tested using the white and the brown bags. Our design layout was, I will show you the design layout. They were mostly limited to the edges of the field. The reason was because most of these bags, they don't end up going in the middle of the farm. They end up being stuck at the edges. So this is one of the experimental design layout. You can see the box in the red. That's one of the edges, one of the areas where we conducted the test. We have five different blocks, and those letters, T, M, and B, they stand for actually top, middle, and bottom. This order was randomly generated order from Excel, and we had 15 for each of these. Altogether, we conducted in 45 bags were there. And this is for the West Laco. In West Laco, we conducted tests only using white bags. But for the College Station, we conducted using both of these. So this is the test plot actually, and it's an orthomosaic generated image. And the yellow boxes, they represent those blocks consisting of those, as I mentioned, 15 of those bags in each yellow block. This is the experimental design layout for the College Station test that we did. And here we had more number of bags. As I mentioned, we also did testing based on the color. So we had white and brown bags. And same we had like top, middle and brown, top, middle and the bottom bags. So you can see here the block layout. The red box basically represents the entire testing area, whereas those yellow boxes represent of each of those 18 bags in each of those blocks. So to collect these data, we use, as our research was based on aerial platform, we used DJI Matrice 100 quadcopter to collect aerial imagery, aerial data, and then we used, it was mounted with the very famous MikaSense Red Edge multispectral sensor. It is a five band camera which has like red, green, blue, near infrared and red edge band. For the software, like for pre-processing of the images, we basically use Pix4D Mapper, and then we use NV, ArcGIS or ArcMap, and Python also we use for the post-processing of the image. I had uploaded the modified version, but it looks like it got uploaded the previous one. So in the image processing algorithm, I'm going to talk a little bit more on this one. So once this orthomosaic was generated, we also generated digital surface model to include, because our study was also based on the elevation, the height of those bags. So we kind of try to lay over those, create layered images of five different spectral bands, and then we also try to lay over the text, try to lay over those elevation, the digital surface model. And then we generated some textural features. We tried to extract textural features. The reason to implement this textural classification or to get the textural features was because some of the cotton balls, they also spectrally look white in color, and the bags, we also had white bags. So it becomes very difficult to discriminate between those. So we had to extract some textural features, and then we had to classify them to get, detect those plastic bags. And then we ran something called Mahalanobis distance supervised classification after we extracted those textual features. And then we did some accuracy assessment test, which I'm going to show how our result looks like. So this is our West Laco result. And on your right, you can see those are those purple patches were those classified plastic bags. And on your left side, you see actual RGB image, and the white patches, of course, they are the actual plastic bags. And those yellow dots or the orange dots, they are basically those cotton balls that have been detected, which is not part of our concern right now. So we, when we ran the accuracy assessment, we ended up getting almost 64% of those bags were detected on a basis of pixel-based accuracy. Actually, I would like to change this.
Yeah, keep going, change it.
Okay. So we had this pixel. This is a pixel-based accuracy of 64%. We detected these plastic bags. And we did some bag-based accuracy assessment, and we were able to detect top white bags with 66% accuracy, whereas the middle bags were detected with 60%, and the bottoms were with the least accuracy of 40%. So that makes like only 6 of those 15 bottom bags were detected. And this is our college station result, which kind of looks a little bit not very clear, but those red patches, those are the detected plastic bags based on the algorithm that we developed. And we were able to detect plastic bags with a little bit more than 90%. So in this one, we had implemented the elevation information as compared to the West Laco one. And this is again bag-based accuracy. So we were able to detect the top white bags with the maximum accuracy of 73%, whereas the bottom brown bags were detected with the least accuracy of 13%. And so what do we conclude from this? That our initial results show that we, at aerial platform, we can detect these plastic contaminations, or this, especially the caused because of the shopping bags. They can be detected. And the second objective, yes, it looks like the color of the bags play important role, and even the height of those bags, they can play important role. So the top bags are, of course, top white bags were detected with the maximum accuracy of 70%, a little over 70%, and those top, bottom brown bags were detected with the least accuracy of 13%. So I would like to thank my co-workers, Tiani Wang, Dr. Han, and the FEs and the A&M AgriLife for providing all the necessary resources like farm and the UAVs to conduct this research. Thank you. Any questions?